8 steps to starting your own business. Do you have a startup idea that you think could make it on Shark Tank? If you're ready to take your business idea to the next level but don't know how, you've come to the right place. Here are some general steps to help you to start thinking about how to achieve your business goals. The first one is develop your idea. You had a flash of a business idea, a kind of instinctive gut feeling. However, anyone who's ever started a business knows there's a lot of work between the spark of the initial idea and launching the business. The first step is to refine and sharpen your business idea. You probably have a sense of the industry you want to enter, but you need further research into the specifics. Find out about your competitors in the market, your potential target audience, and the spending patterns to gauge the feasibility of your business. How do you intend to stand out from the current players in your field? The next point is write a business plan. Now that you've defined your USP, it's time to get cracking on your objectives and goals. A good business plan should establish the focus of your business, your immediate and long-term goals, how you intend to secure funding, and what your revenue and expense projections are. At this stage, you would also want to go deeper into understanding your target audience by conducting detailed consumer market research. Most entrepreneurs, in the spirit of staying positive, often do not ponder an exit strategy. Yes, exit strategy. However, it is essential to always have an exit strategy in mind in case your plans don't pan out. It would help you if you still had your safety nets in place before you start climbing. The next is assess your finances. Starting a business requires investment, so you need to determine where this funding is going to come from. Calculate your startup costs and make sure to add a fair percentage for contingencies. You also need to conduct a break-even analysis. This will help you determine profitability, price your products or services appropriately, and give you insight into how you can optimize your spending. The next point is determine your business's legal structure. Before you can register your company, you need to decide what kind of company you want to be. This will be influenced by how you plan to finance your company, as the legal structure of your business will decide how you file your taxes, personal and professional liabilities, etc. At this point, it might be a good idea to solicit legal counsel if you are at all unsure. The next point is register your business with the government. For your company to be officially recognized, it needs to be registered with the government. Based on which country you are in, the requirements and procedures may vary. Once you register your company, you may also require some additional permits and licenses to commence operations. Set up your space. You've written your business plan, secured funding, and registered your company. Now you can start. Depending on the nature of your business, you may need to acquire an office, a store, a warehouse, or a factory space so you can get your business operations started. It would help if you had a clear picture of your target audience at this point. So choose your processes set up accordingly. It's good to plan your operations step by step and also keep in mind scalability. You will also need to hire a competent team to assist you. Define your team members' roles and responsibilities clearly, ensuring adequate checks and balances and feedback mechanisms to ensure you keep operations running smoothly. Brand yourself and start advertising. Building a unique brand identity is the key to standing out today, since most industries are already saturated with options. Create an easily identifiable logo and use it across all advertising platforms, including your website and social media accounts. While creating your brand strategy and marketing plan, keep referring back to the consumer market research relevant to your target audience. Make sure to create relevant allied content too, and not only marketing materials for your products or services. Choose appropriate media to get the word out there, depending on your industry. Could be print, TV, radio, social media, and etc. Grow your business. Launching your business is only the beginning of your journey as an entrepreneur. The launch and the following initial months of running your business will be a huge learning curve. If you are smart about it and keep your eyes and ears open, you can learn a lot from the feedback you get from potential customers, collaborators, consultants, vendors. To run a successful business, you need to continually adapt to changing conditions and be ready to solve problems as they come up. Starting your own business, getting it off the ground, sustaining it and growing it is a long-haul project. It's hard at the beginning, but it's worth the view at the end. Use these steps as guides on your path to being a business mogul. Remember, these steps are a framework, and how creatively you position your ideas within this framework will decide your success. Good luck to you. Thanks for listening and have a lovely day.